Boy, guess what I discovered this morning that I'm out of?
Toilet paper?
No. Good guess, but no.
What?
Be having a mushroom. Make my hands that's covered. No. Contacts. Don't have any with me.
Oh, no. Are they here? Because I think yeah, they had some delivered.
I did, and then I just forgot them there. They're definitely at the apartment, just sitting there under my desk.
Well, I have ruined 3 right contacts now.
How do you ruin them? What do you mean ruined?
Because, like, there have been 3 times where it's been so difficult to get them in that I've just given up after, like, 15, 20 minutes and then been like, I guess I'm wearing glasses today.
I think you're trying too hard.
I got them in pretty quickly today, though.
Yeah, I think you're, like, you're worrying about it and then you're just blinking so much. It's just throwing it off, like, just...
No, literally putting it up to my eye, I have to be like, don't blink, don't blink, don't blink, don't blink, don't blink, don't blink, don't blink.
Yeah, that's why I told you to hold your eyelids so you physically can't blink. And you're like, no.
But I can't put it in if I hold my eye.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
But I think I figured it out today.
Today, it all clicked together. Like, oh, it goes in the eye. Oh.
And it didn't hurt or anything. My eyes didn't water crazy. So
great. But yeah, so I'll be wearing glasses for the next, I guess, week or so until I can come get some.
Yeah, sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. I can still see.
Well, hello. Welcome back to Mindless Prattle. I feel very ASMR-y this morning because I have my volume up more than usual so I can hear my voice echoing a lot. And I'm like, oh, I think I'd be great at ASMR, though.
Would you just do like moist things in the microphone? Mm. So moist.
No, you know, like when people like, I don't know. I think, you know, I've been using the sleep hypnosis app and I think I'd be really good at something like that. Like doing like guided meditations or something. I don't know if I'll actually try it, but I've been thinking about it. I'm like, I think I have a nice voice for that, you know?
You said you don't know if you'd try it. Like, it's some, like, super difficult thing instead of just, like, okay, talking softly into a microphone.
I don't know if it's the mental disorders or whatever, but when I, like, record myself doing things, even, like, when I just make TikToks for my book, like, I feel so awkward. It feels like I'm doing it wrong or someone's watching me. I get really paranoid when I'm like
making you content. Think someone's watching you while you're making the content for people to watch and that stresses you out.
You know, like while I'm recording it though, like it just, yeah. I don't know, I get really uncomfortable.
Tell me I'm working why, through it. What, why Google, why would you do this to me?
What did you do?
So like there's usually a lot of background noise or like people walk by the room and stuff, right? And the microphone picks it up. So in between I'm talking, I just hit spacebar to mute my microphone. Well, a little ad popped up right as I was going to mute. And so I hit spacebar and Google just took me to another website. And I was like, why would spacebar activate this ad that you just gave me? Like it doesn't. Thanks, I guess.
I think I did that in Gmail the other day. Like I went in to do something and then it immediately put me into a website for like with some ad. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Okay. I haven't seen the new Dune movie, but I've learned things about Dune.
Yes, I have learned things from the Galactic Imperial no, listen, as well. Listen. What the hell are you like, talking about?
This might be some spoilers for the new movie, so if you guys haven't seen it, like...
Well, we haven't seen it. Why are you reading about spoilers but then?
I don't it's not wanna, the movie. I read about spoilers. The book.
Well, I don't want spoilers for either one. Gosh, it just came out like a week and a half ago, girl. What do you mean?
Let me watch some it spoilers. Soon because I want to talk about it because like...
What do you mean you want to talk about it? You haven't seen it either. Why do you want to talk about it? You just read the stuff and got your own spoilers and now you want to spoil it for other people? Don't do that. That's rude.
Because I saw this TikTok and someone was like, oh, when you watch the movie Dune and then you're like, oh, sweet. Let me read the book. And then they're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like the book is so... insane, but okay, well I'll table it, but I really want to talk about it next time.
Yeah, that's fine, but like it's been out what, like a week and a half maybe, and you're like yeah, it's fine, I'll talk about some spoilers because I read them online. I haven't even seen the movie yet, like what the
okay, sorry, no spoilers. Okay, then
whatever, Said, have you seen this new movie? Here's some spoilers that I know you haven't seen the movie yet. Like,
the new Dune movie's out. It's weird. Go watch it so we can talk about it.
So we got those little jars with like the little, what were they, like the little moonshine or something in them? Yeah, they're already, like the lids are already starting to rust. And I'm like, wow, these are not safe. Yeah. I was like, well, I guess food shouldn't go in those. But like, it's very weird that it, like the alcohol came in it and then I washed them out and now they're rusting. And I'm like, weird. Why alcohol, are they rusting?
Great. Water, not good.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that's a very quick time to rust, though. Like 2 days. I'm like, hmm.
Yeah, so for those listening, I have this thing for jars. So like every time we get something that comes in a jar, like we'll wash it out and use it. Like I have a cold brew jar sitting on the counter. I want to get some flowers to put in it. It's really cute. But dang, they were cute and little.
You have this thing for jars. Is that what you said?
I like jars.
I like jars and tables. I like storage. I really do stuff like tables. In general. Yeah, I don't like storing things, but
mm-hmm. We're like storing things if we have more space to put things.
You need to store things like in somewhere else besides like random places that you just find to put them. Like the coffee table is just full of shit right now. Like it needs to be cleaned out. Like it's ridiculous.
What do I mean?
The whole bottom shelf is just a bunch of random shit thrown on it. Like,
it's not random shit. That's our candy bowl. And
that's a candy bowl, one, that shouldn't be there. Two, the rest of it is literally just cat toys that cover the entire thing. Which, three, I keep telling you to stop buying that many fucking cat toys because, D, they always sit on the coffee table and do nothing else.
No, they don't sit in the coffee table. Like I have never seen them move.
No, I see some of them on the floor and the rest of them are always on that fucking table. Like they've never moved anytime I've been there. But then anytime I come up, suddenly there's different toys that are out on the ground. And I'm like, where'd this one come from? And you're like, oh, there was a sale. It was so special. We had to buy them. Otherwise, somebody else would have. Like, yeah, that's how capitalism works, motherfucker. Like,
I just...
There's a lot of shit on that table. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'll fucking figure it out. Whatever. You don't have to see it all the time anyways.
They do have to see it all the time because I get notifications. It's like, bleep, bleep, there's movement. And I look at the camera and the entire bottom of the fucking table is just on the camera.
I don't know. So, like, it doesn't show me the videos anymore. Did you change the settings or something?
I don't know. I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, because, like, it doesn't notify me about anything. And I'm like, dang, if somebody actually breaks in, I'm just going to be like,
if someone breaks in and you're waiting for a notification on your phone to tell you that there's somebody breaking in, you're already a problem. Like,
if I'm asleep and can't hear them?
What do you mean? How are you going to hear the notification on your phone but not them breaking in?
Because it vibrates and sends me a notification because you made sure.
Yeah, and the door being kicked in wouldn't.
Well, what if they're not kicking it in? What if they just, like, gently pick the lock or, like, hack it or something? I don't know.
And you think that you're going to wake up. You get notifications all the time. Unless it's a phone call, you do not wake up. What the hell are you talking about?
Can we talk about something less annoying than this?
What do you mean less annoying? I'm telling you the truth about you.
I feel like you're bullying
me. I'm telling you. If you're not going to hear them breaking in, you're not going to hear a 1 second bink on your phone in the middle of the night. Like, it's not going to happen. Just sleep with a sword. You'll be fine.
I mean, it's nearby, and then so are several other weapons.
It's nearby.
Like, I got options.
It's swinging it. Like, you barely wake up.
Sword number one or sword number two? No, I wake up so much. Oh, my God. Last night was fun, too. Oh, my God. The storm, I don't know if it was, like, the one you experienced the other day, because, like, we've had so much different rain happening. But I woke up in the middle of the night because, like, the lightning was flashing so intensely, and then the thunder was so loud. Me and the cats just sat up and were, like, staring out the door for a while because I had left the door cracked last night because it was cool and it felt nice, and it was just, like, raining lightly, and I was like, oh, nice. And then I woke up, and I was like, oh, my God, I feel like a primal fear from this storm right now. Like,
you were like, oh, is this nice weather? And then you didn't look ahead at the weather.
And it was an intense thunderstorm. Like,
Why didn't you close the blind? You're like, the lightning is getting in here. The light will hit me. Just close the blinds.
Because the blinds were halfway closed. That's how bright it was. It was like flashing that much.
Okay, halfway closed and all the way closed are very different things, girl. Like, what do you mean? They're halfway closed. I don't know how light got into this giant window. It's a window. That's how I got in.
So I just stayed up a little bit and then went back to sleep. But I was like, Jesus Christ, I was not expecting this tonight.
Yeah, if only someone invented like a weather app or a weather channel or a notification.
Did I send you that TikTok about the weather thing just now?
Before we started? You mean like 5 minutes ago? Yes, you did send it to me. What? How did you already forget? I laughed at it. I even responded to it. What do you?
Because
I don't know why I responded.
Shut up! Hold on! Shut up! Shut up!
Why are you so angry right now?
Because I was going to say there were several TikToks I was thinking about sending you, and I didn't know which one I actually sent it to you.
So you can't keep track of the things that you send to me or the responses that I give to you, and that's suddenly you being mad at me about it? Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes me feel welcome and appreciated in this relationship. I don't remember that you responded or what I sent you, but fuck you. All right. Well,
you make me feel so guilty for having a terrible memory, and then I get defensive, and I'm sorry.
Like, I just texted you about this, and you're like, shut up, don't talk to me about that, I'm talking now. I'm like, yeah, about the thing that I'm talking about, okay.
Sorry, it's a shame. Okay, random topic change, but did you see the Power World developers? Fucking you see what I have to put up with, audience?
Hey, did you see that the Power World developers...
the Power World developers... put out like a commentary that basically they're so successful from Power World that they don't know what to do with it. Like, they are not prepared for the level of success that they have seen.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a decent amount of games do that too nowadays. Like, what was it? Stardew Valley. Sunhaven's was pretty popular. Like,
Stardew Valley just got a new update as well. My friend was really excited about it at work. It just got a new update. Concerned Ape works so fucking hard, man. Like, every time I think about what he did with Stardew Valley, like, he created that whole game from scratch. And I think he has just a few more people helping him now, but like, he does everything, you know, the coding and the designing and the music. And like, he learned all about game design just to make Stardew Valley. And now it's like one of the most beloved games of all time. Like, I think that's so cool.
If you want to talk about random success, Minecraft was created by a high school dropout who now is one of the richest game developers in the world.
Okay, that sounds cool when you say stuff like that, but then there's also, like, people will be like, well, Bill Gates started this in his garage and stuff, and then, like, you look up the stories, and it's like, oh, his family was super rich and let him live with them, like, rent-free. And
well, yeah, but I don't think it took, like, millions of dollars for him to code blocks of grass and dirt into a game.
Listen, I love Minecraft. There's two
very different things. It's two very different things to start an entire technology company that's owns like half the world now and creating placing blocks in a world. Like, that's a very different thing.
I think Minecraft is a better contribution.
What are these cubes?
Listen,
the children yearn for the mines. That's what.
That's basically it. Oh gosh, I love video games. They make life so much better.
Do you see Sunhaven's getting another update with some more romanceable characters for you? And they're like water.
For me?
Yeah, you're the one that plays it for that. They're like water creatures. I can't remember.
A nymph?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I meant like the names of the characters, not their species, because I don't classify things like that. But whatever. You're racist. That's fine.
Whatever. Well, you said water creatures, so I didn't know if you were trying to remember, like, if it was, like, a mermaid or something.
No, I was trying to remember their name. I would have remembered the name mermaid. Like, it's not that crazy of a thing. What are they? What's this thing with your tail? Are you a fish man? Like,
no, I'm a fish woman.
And that was it. Thanks for coming.
I thought you were going to keep talking for a minute.
What do you mean you thought I was going to keep talking? You know, it's half of your job, too, is to talk.
Okay, so I know you're like you're not really much into mobile phone games, but, you know, I like the dress-up games and stuff. Like,
you're like giving your money and info to China. I know.
There's like Love Nikki Dress Up. That one actually, they created like an even bigger one for PlayStation 4. That wasn't really popular. But I've been playing this one called Life Makeover, and oh my God, it is so fun. Like, it's 3D. You can have
what exactly do you do in this game? Is it just the mobile version of The Sims, but with more clothing options?
So it's actually, it's like kind of a combination between like us, what are they called when you like read in a game, like a text-based adventure kind of thing.
Read in a game? What?
You know, like Doki Doki Literature Club, where it's like, oh, like a visual novel, a visual novel. So it's like, it's like part visual novel and then part RPG, basically.
What is the role playing? What are you doing? What are you playing as?
So you make your own character, and then in this one, honestly, I haven't paid as much attention to the story. I've been skipping through it and just making clothes and stuff. But this one, it's like you're solving mysteries and like
you meet a detective. The story is irrelevant then. We don't care about
the story. No, the story's not irrelevant.
Well, you just said you've been skipping through it, so obviously it's not important. You only want to, you're only playing this game for the putting clothes on fake people aspect of it, yes?
Well, sometimes I watch the story. It just depends on the mood I'm in. If I'm playing quickly, well, because it's a lot
like
of reading.
Hesitation in your voice when you were like, oh, it's a lot of reading. You don't get to bullshit me with it's a lot of reading. I know exactly how much fucking
reading
you do.
Well, if you'd let me finish my thought, then I would tell you it's a lot of reading. So if I'm playing really quick on like a break at work and I want to get through a lot of levels or something, I'll just skip the dialogue and then just do like the level part.
Uh-huh, sure. But if you have a good book, you'll read the good book during your break, only if you get a few pages because it's a 10-minute break. So my conclusion is you don't care about the story, even though there's a lot of reading.
No, because they limit how quickly I can read in this. Like, in a book, I can read as fast as I want.
How are you skipping through it if they're limiting you to how quickly
you can
read?
Because you can either do it in, like, you can either read it as it comes up, or you can read, like, three lines and then skip.
What, like the whole section of dialogue? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, so my like, gosh. So you are just impatient and don't want to play this story.
Well, no, like other games, they have like a speed up option because the dialogue is slow. I read really quickly. I'm not going to fucking wait for it to catch up to when I read it like a whole minute ago.
So you're saying the story is not good enough to be patient for?
It's a good story. I just, wow, I'm more here for the dress up right
most
now.
Most of it.
The point is, it's really fun, and I like it because.
Well,
like,
I'm sure it is really fun, but you can't tell me it's got a good story if you don't know what the story is.
It's got a good story for those who are interested.
What is the story? That was my base question. What is the story?
And then you kept interrupting me when I was trying to explain. It's
you
like,
haven't explained anything about the story. You keep
you
telling
kept
me. That you keep skipping the story.
So it's about like you're solving mysteries, and like you meet a detective, and you make allies. And people keep getting like murdered or like attacked and things are happening and you have to solve who's doing it. And then you use fashion to like blend into the different environments that you're investigating.
You use fashion to blend in. Are
it's
you
like dressing
you're a spy. Up as a factory worker in a factory? What do you mean you're dressing up? What are you dressing up in?
No, like it'll be like you need casual like business wear for this level, so you design like a business outfit, or like you need to be like sporty and sunny, or you need to wear like swimwear because you're at the beach. Like it'll give you different scenarios.
So you're just playing dress up in random locations and spying on people.
It's not just, it's fun.
I love it. Like as long as there's a crime where I like a cute outfit, I'm there.
It's
like,
fun, yeah. Which is ultimately what a game should be. I know. I just, like I said, I feel like you're hardcore judging me right now. It's making me a little defensive.
I'm judging this game because you don't know what the story is other than we go places where crimes are committed, but only if you can wear a cute outfit there.
Listen, you should play it then.
I'm not going to play it. I do not have the patience to read quickly or slowly. Like, and so, I'm not going to do that.
And it's like you can like compete in fashion competitions as like side things. Like there's a bunch of other functions. Like they always have so much going on.
The detective thing is the side mission. All right.
No, that's like the main story.
I'm going to go win this fashion competition.
It's like the main story. This one I like because in the other one I played, like you just got to dress your character up and then do verses. But in this one, you can go and like select your friends or people in your guild and stuff, and you can use their closet and dress them up for different scenarios. So like it's not just you, like you have to work with what other people have. And I think
come
that's
on,
cool.
Quick, we're going to the beach, put on this fucking swimsuit. What?
God, I fucking hate you.
No, put on the swimsuit now. We're going.
Don't forget the sunscreen. We have to catch a murderer today.
But like my chick has elf ears and purple eyes. And
I like the fact
that... Let me send you my outfit. Let me text you.
No, I've seen the picture. I like the fact that... Good. I like the fact that you, in this world, detectives are somehow like more efficient if they're dressed as the people around them, you know? Like, if someone came up to you at the beach, you were in a bikini, and they were also in a bikini, and they were just like, ha, 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 did you see that guy get stabbed? I'd be more afraid. I would be cooperative. If someone walked up to me in, like, business attire, and they were like, hey, I'm Detective So-and-so, did you see that guy get stabbed? I'd be like, oh, let me talk to this guy. Like, there's no...
Well, like, I'm not explaining all of it. There's a bunch of other characters. Like, you can just collect so many of them. So right now I have like 5 allies and they all do different things.
Well,
like, there's this little cat guy, still, and the elegant guy, and the detective lady.
Like, unless you're like infiltrating a friend group and like listening in on their conversations, like, why would I ever just talk to some random person in a fucking swimsuit at the beach about a murder? Like, especially if I was the one who murdered them, you know, like.
Yeah, you know, it's not meant to be logical, it's just meant to be fun. Listen, I will say, like, America should capitalize on these types of games, because like the money that China is making from these dress-up games, because there's just nothing.
What do you mean we should capitalize on these types of games? Are you paying money for these dress-up games?
No, it's free, but like
exactly, it's, like, you know what makes a lot of money? Candy Crush. Like,
Candy Crush is still the number one
most selling game on mobile.
I'm saying, like, they have in-app purchases where you know you can buy extra fashion or like things like that. You can also earn it all in the game. Which is what I like about it, is like you have the option to spend money if you have it, but there's also ways to earn everything that you could spend money on it. So it's not
That's not an American ideology. You can either buy it or you're shit out of luck, kid. Like, that, those are the two options in America.
Because like every once in a while, you know, I'm like, okay, like I see it. Like, if I would spend $10 on Sims, I could spend it on that instead. But most of the time I'm just like grinding levels, trying to collect diamonds.
I like you. Like, I could spend it on this. I'm like, or you could just save it for, like, I don't know, the future. It's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'm like, instead of spending $30 on DoorDash, put that in your savings account.
You mean sometimes? That should be the thought every time, unless you're like sick or dying. Like,
sometimes I am sick and dying.
Yeah, once in a while, not every fucking day or every 3 days.
Yeah. You got anything fun? Like,
yeah, I bought a yo-yo the other day.
I feel like neither of us have very fun weeks anymore. So it's like, there's not always fun stories. I did get to have that conversation in Spanish with someone. I was getting gas the other day.
Play this conversation for me. I want to hear
it. I was so awkward. So I entered the store and I knew immediately, like, he was only going to speak Spanish because, like, it was like,
it was a Spanish. What just prejudice you have. All right. Like, I have not met any single person here in the year and a half I've been here that does not speak English. But OK, go on.
Well, so I went in and like all the products were Spanish or Mexican, and like they had a lot of Mexican candy and stuff. Like, the cashier was speaking in Spanish. Everybody else I was speaking in Spanish. So I was like, OK, whatever. I'll whatever he speaks to me, whatever language he chooses to speak to me in, that's what I'll respond in.
Bruh.
But I'm pretty white, so I was like, maybe he'll look at me and be like, oh, she needs English. So I go up and he's like, hola, señorita, and he says a bunch of stuff and, like, you know, like, good morning and that. And I'm like, oh, hola. Like, I'm like, okay, like, I can do this. Like, get awkward. It's early in the morning too, so I'm like, whatever. And then he like gives me my total, asks me if I want a receipt, and like he asked me how I want to pay and if I want a receipt. And I said, no. And then we exchanged like 2 basic sentences. I can't remember what it was. Just like, good morning, have a great day, that sort of stuff. And then he finished the conversation and I said, gracias. And I looked at him and smiled and then walked out and I was like, is this how people feel when they have to speak to me in English at work and they like have a different natural tongue? Like,
Yeah, I'm sure, but they don't walk in there and assume that you don't speak any languages. Like, you just walk in and they're like, Mexican.
Okay, well, there was a high likelihood that he spoke mostly Spanish and he did not say a word in English the entire time.
Because you started in Spanish, yeah.
I didn't start in Spanish. He started in Spanish.
Yeah, he's always going to default to Spanish because we're like, you were like less than a mile from Mexico. Of course, he's going to default to Spanish.
It's respectful to go with a language that the other person starts in.
Respectful, nothing. You're buying stuff from him. Like,
well, anyways, I'm going to improve my Spanish, so I was quite proud of myself.
Like, I'm proud of you, too, but it's not like you, I don't like you just like, nah, he doesn't speak English. Like, how do you know? He could very well have spoken English.
You are right.
And it is no disrespect.
That's my bias. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't need you to be defensive over it.
And I'm not being defensive. Like, that's just the truth.
Yeah, your tone shifted, but okay. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's never been disrespectful to be like, do you feel disrespected if you said hello and someone said gracias to you? Do you be like, ah, you didn't speak English even though I started speaking English?
No, but I'm not an asshole.
Exactly. Like, why do you assume everyone else is then? Like, you assumed it would be disrespectful even though you know you've been on the other side of it and it's not disrespectful.
Like, because I have anxiety, Jordan. Your language. I don't think about it that way.
That's what I'm saying. You're just speaking your language. Like, if you said hello after he said gracias and he said, sorry, I don't speak I don't speak English, then you could be like, oh, then you could speak in Spanish, you know, or whatever. But I wouldn't feel awkward enough to be like, oh, he only speaks Spanish.
Yeah. No, pagar is to pay. So, like, that was a phrase I could easily recognize. And cuenta is check.
He's like, what words in the basic Duolingo section does this white girl know?
I'm actually really thankful because Duolingo, they organize it, you know, like in the order that you're most likely to need it. So they start with like the basic stuff and like groceries. Yeah,
it turns out Biblioteca is not in there. It turns out it's like how to buy things and how to pay for things and like interactions you probably will have if you go to another place where they don't speak English.
Yeah, so it does. The basic section does have ¿Dónde está el baño? But every time it pops up, I'm like, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Yeah. I can't. And like the same thing with the Japanese one. Like the first section's like how to order basic foods. And then it's like how to ask for like a doctor or lawyer or like things like that. And I'm like, oh, like basic things, huh? Like we immediately moved to I need a lawyer.
Hey, you know what? Japan has a lot of weird little laws and stuff like that. So I bet like you need it more often than you think. Like, is it Japan or Korea that I'm thinking of where, like, it's you can't go into a lot of public bathhouses if you have tattoos because they associate them with gangs?
No idea. Never heard of that, so who knows?
I think it's Japan. Is the Yakuza Japan or China? I don't know.
I have no idea. I couldn't speak on it.
My specialty was Russian gangs, not
speaking of which, though, when am I getting my new tattoos?
Well, when do you want? I figured you'd want to wait a little bit for money reasons.
Huh? No, we have credit cards. It's fine.
No, you said
we I've can't. Seen your DoorDash account. Obviously, it's fine. And your Sims account. So, that's all I'm saying.
Listen, I am doing so much better.
I'm going to get like a whole thing on my right shoulder and then I'll have to get like the whole sleeve on the left. So I guess I'll just order DoorDash 2 or 3 more times today and then it'll be good.
I don't order DoorDash that often. Half the time my friends just buy it for us.
Yeah, when you're at work or something, but I know for sure you get stuff delivered at home.
Yeah, so when I am depressed, I do tend to order a lot more DoorDash. I'm trying to think. I had so many stories that I was like, oh, I'll talk about this on the podcast. I'll talk about this on the podcast.
Yep. And you never write them down, even though you know you have memory problems.
Half of them were when I was driving, so I couldn't write them down.
Mm-hmm. You can use text-to-speech on your Notes app, by the way, just so you're tracking.
How do I activate Notes app when I'm driving?
Same way you activate the fucking you texting me while you're driving? What do you mean? Just click on it.
There's not like a thing on it in Uplay. No, because my texting you, I just talk. I don't have to click anything. I try not to touch my phone when I'm driving.
Oh my gosh. Do you touch the screen to change the songs or radio or anything? Because it's about the same functionality. You touch
Yeah, but I don't have to look.
You don't have to look to touch the screen?
No, because I know where everything is. Like, touching my phone is a lot more difficult.
You know where everything is on your screen, on the fucking display?
Mm-hmm.
You mean, mm-hmm.
Or I can glance at it for a second, look back up to right. the code, you know? But
get
like,
it for a second, and you, thank you. Thank you
I just
that.
Don't, I don't look do at not. My phone while I'm driving. I
but you look at a different screen that's right next to it is my point. Like, you can easily look at your phone, click it, and look back up in the same amount of time that you can look at the screen, click next song, and look back up. It's the same functionality.
You judge me a lot for the way I do things.
I'm not judging you for it. I'm pointing it out that yes, you do look at a screen and
I mean,
on the screen.
Your phone is pretty judgmental. I'm just.
It's not judgmental. I'm telling you what the reality is, and you're telling me that the reality is wrong.
For me, it's different.
For you, it's different to look at a screen and tap something, or look at a screen and tap something.
Because
I understand.
Looking at my phone, I have to look down, and it's different. I don't do it.
You have to look down. Hold your phone up. Put your phone on
a
little
mount.
No,
because then if there's a cop or something, they're going to see me.
So put your phone on a little mount next to your fucking screen on your car.
There's not like a great place to mount my phone, though.
Oh, so now we're running into the actual root of cause of problems. You don't have anywhere to put the phone. It's not that you wouldn't be able to touch the phone.
I can wait. I'll just use my little
tech. I can wait. Clearly you can't because you don't have the stories, remember? Remember, we're circling back around to the first part where
well,
you have
time,
these thoughts.
Like,
and then
you
don't
do
remember.
This sort of thing where you just like talk at me, and then I forget how my story is, anyways, because I'm like, damn, you're hella judgmental right now.
You are the one that said, I don't remember these stories. I did not pressure you into coming up with stories. I did not talk at you to come up with stories. I sat here and waited, and you said, damn, I had so many stories, and then I forgot them all. That is what
you
said.
Yeah, and I think you think you're teasing me, but it just like. It makes it harder to remember because it just feels like you're like, oh, you didn't do this and you didn't do this, you know?
I'm not asking you to remember right now. I'm telling you a way that you could potentially remember in the future. I'm not saying, hey, you should do this
by
right
doing
now,
something
that way you
that
remember it.
Really be dangerous.
Driving is dangerous. Just fucking walk everywhere. Take the bus. It's safer. Like, what do you mean?
Country's
you're
going to
mitigate risks, like mitigate all the risks. Why are you mitigating the one risk that you have control of? Like,
yeah, but that risk is... highly illegal.
That risk is highly illegal. Uh-huh.
Am I the only one who doesn't use their phone while they're driving?
Use your phone, girl. It's like I'm telling you right now. If you put your phone up on a little mount and you tap a button that says talk on your notes app, it is no different than looking over and tapping a button on your radio. Like, it is the same amount of time, functionality, brain power that you devote to doing that. If you're uncomfortable with the phone, you should be uncomfortable with doing that on your radio, too. But you're not. That's what my point is.
Well, maybe I'll look into it.
I think you should. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Listen.
Look into putting your phone
I
up there.
I just
so
wish
you, can make
you
notes
could
while you're
tell
driving.
Me in a little bit nicer way.
Uh-huh. And I just wish this isn't the third time I've had to tell you all this, but it is.
Well, I'm sorry. My brain is doing the best it can.
Which is why I keep telling you to take notes with your brain so that you can just look back and remember. Because remember our earlier conversation when you were like, I like reading. Remember that part? If you write stuff down, you can read it later. It's like a double whammy. You'll remember stuff and you get to read. I'm just looking out for your hobbies, really.
Sure. Sure you are. I just want to jump into like a giant foam pit or like a giant beanbag or something. And like,
as long
down
as it's
all
not
day.
At like TwitchCon, then you're fine.
Oh my God. I forgot all about that. There's people like breaking their arms and shit.
Yeah. One lady like broke her tailbone because she jumped in after the like she won that fight.
Yeah,
it was bad. They were like, yeah, we have it, it's like 3 feet deep. You're like, 3 feet of foam to break like a 200 pound human's like fall? Like, what are you talking
like,
about?
It's not like they're toddlers, you need a little bit more cushion.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you see when people like jump on foam pits and they go all the way into the foam? It's because it's a pit. Like,
I like foam pits though, like I just think they're so relaxing.
I like foam pits better than ball pits. I'm going to throw it out there.
Ball pits are so uncomfortable, and they're probably much
dirtier. They're not uncomfortable. I just feel like they're dirtier, even though the foam probably traps more like bacteria. I just feel like the balls are dirtier for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I agree.
the ball's all dirtier.
But then again, you could probably be in the foam pit and nobody would notice. But the ball pit, people would probably notice pretty quick.
You could do what? Your voice cut out whenever you said that.
Hmm?
What could you do?
What do you think I said?
I don't know and I don't want to guess.
You're going to have to.
Pee?
You're going to pee in there? Okay.
No, I just didn't hear what you said. So I'm like.
You default. The default answer is pee now. You can pee in a foam pit, but not in a ball pit. That's what Griffin's saying.
It's probably easier to clean up in a ball pit.
I feel like it's easier to clean up in a foam pit. You just pick out the like soaked up foam and you're like, oh, these ones are wet.
Like, but like it would soak down to the bottom. So like you'd have to keep digging and then you'd just be digging in piss soaked foam.
Yeah, but like if you piss on the balls, it's going to be on the outside of the balls. So
yeah, but you could just spray them down with like water, you know?
And where's the water going to go? There's not a drainage at the bottom of the ball pit.
They probably have a drain.
There's no drain.
Have they ever cleaned
those? Oh my gosh, no. Have you ever seen the bottom of a ball pit? There's just
trash
and like dead things. Like, ugh.
The 16-year-old modern entering the ball pit certainly is not going to do that.
The what?
The 16-year-old monitoring the ball pit's probably not going to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're not. You're going to take every ball out by hand. And you don't know which ones have pee on them until you touch them. That's all I'm saying. But like the foam, you could just scoop up like that foam and you'd be like, oh, those ones are wet. Go throw those foam away. Get some new foam. You know? I feel like it'd be the mess would be more contained with your pee foam.
I don't want to do that as much as I thought I did.
Pee in the foam
okay.
Pit.
This is random. Ugh, hold on. I got to stretch.
All right, good talk.
Oh, sorry.
Get back next week after you're done stretching. Sorry to interrupt your morning routine.
So I put this Amazon box in the hallway for the cats to enjoy. But Chipmunk just keeps like standing up in the box and like staring into the darkness. And I'm like, she looks like a little homeless cat. It's kind of funny. She likes this box so much, it's ridiculous. Like, I'll have to post a TikTok later or something.
I'll be your homeless cat.
I keep getting these
YouTube videos of a guy playing Cards Against Humanity with his cat, and I just think they're super funny. I don't know if you've seen those.
I have not in a long time though.
So like he puts down like five or six like white cards face down on the ground. And he reads a black card and then the cat will just like smack one of the white cards and he's like, oh, okay. And it picks it up and he's just like, wow, that's the worst card you could have picked. That's horrifying. And then it just cuts off and that's the end of the video and you're like, what?
I thought our cats would get a kick out of that.
I don't think they'd sit still long enough for that. I don't think you're going to have success with that.
Especially Sweet Roll. Oh my God. Like sometimes like me and Chipmunk will just be chilling and Sweet Roll will come over and start doing their thing and both me and Chipmunk look at each other like this bitch again.
Hey, she just wants to play.
I know she does.
Don't love her enough, apparently.
Chipmunk will be like, oh. She plays a lot. Actually, she gets to play more than Chipmunk, like, because she's so much more aggressive, you know, about the way she plays.
Yeah,
like, Chipmunk needs to warm up a little bit. Like, she wants to be teased a little bit, like with the toy. She wants to watch it and stare at the little mouse for a while.
Are you turning around to like look at them?
No.
That sounds like you're getting further away. That's what I'm like.
I just paused in the middle of speaking because I needed to gather my thoughts. You know, but she wants to like stare at the toy and like pretend like she's actually hunting a mouse or something, you know. Not Sweet Roll. Sweet Roll just attacks immediately. I'll pick up the toy and immediately she's jumping on it. I'm like, shit, I haven't even started yet, girl. Like, patient. Uh-huh.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, I played with them for hours today and they still wanted fucking more attention. And then I watched like a video of you playing with them and it's you reading on your phone while you're throwing something back and forth. I'm like, oh, yeah, looks like a lot of hard work you're doing over there.
We'll do like the high intensity exercise for like 10 minutes. And like that's supposed to be enough.
Okay, hold on.
It's not
measuring their heart rate? What do you mean high intensity exercise?
Like, exercise where they're running back and forth over a long distance or like they're, you know,
a long distance? Are you taking them on a treadmill?
No, oh my God. Like they'll run around the whole apartment. Like I'll make sure that's part of why I got the long toy because I can flip it far over and like there's more distance before they can reach it. But sweet roll is just a little bit harder to entertain.
My question was just, what is high intensity exercise for the cat? Because they look the same no matter what they're doing, and I definitely have never seen them like breathing heavy. So
it's actually a really bad sign if your cats are heavily breathing.
That's what I'm saying. What do you mean you're giving them heavy exercise?
Like where they're actually running around instead of just like, you know, like sometimes they'll lay down or flop down and play with the toy, like exercise where they have to go, like they have to run a little bit.
Yeah,
Michael really likes it when I throw
the toy back and forth, and you sit on your phone. Like I've watched it, and that's the high intensity part. You're like, oh yeah, they're going back and forth now.
That's not all I do.
Yeah, I didn't say it was all you do, but you can't tell me that you've been playing with them for hours and it was so exhausting.
I just mean like after like 10-20 minutes of like active playtime, I just sit down and start reading because I'm like, okay, we're gonna be here for a while.
I don't believe that.
Or sometimes I'll play with them in the bedroom while I like watch Netflix or something. Like I'll put on a movie and then play with them with the other hand. What?
So it almost never takes up your full attention is what we're getting at here. Like it's never your main focus. It's, you know.
Listen.
But it's I'm always presented listen. That way.
Okay, have you been having stress dreams?
Oh, rest nightmares. What? What the hell are you Anything. Talking about? What does that mean?
In general.
Like what?
Like, I keep having wedding nightmares.
Yeah, it does sound like a nightmare to marry me.
No, that's not the part that's giving me a nightmare. Like, I had a dream I shaved off half my eyebrow, but just one. So, like, my left eyebrow was half gone and the other one was fine.
Was that the end? It was it, so.
What? I just well, no, because okay. I can only remember bits and pieces of my dreams.
Like, oh no, what will we do?
But usually, like, they're like it seems to revolve around like people taking away my choices and like doing things I don't want.
Oh yeah, so. But when I tell you to make a decision, I'm the bad guy. Okay.
No, you're not. I just get overstimulated sometimes and like I need a break and then like I try to express that to you and like you don't understand and I'm like having a full meltdown already and I'm like, listen, I need a second.
You need a full break. The last meltdown you had, we bought a bunch of stuff for the honeymoon and then I asked you a question. You're like, we've already done so much today. And I'm like, we've discussed things for like 30 minutes about the honeymoon. Like
we're on the phone for nearly 2 hours.
Yeah, and most of that was you freaking out over me asking you questions.
Well, I also I realized part of that was because the night before I didn't think about it, but when we were drinking and stuff and I didn't take my medication.
That's on you, but thing is
yeah, I would say driving like, back oh, and dating you was rough. I don't know. I'm just so tired. I don't know. I feel like the whole world feels like this right now, but I'm just so tired.
The whole world's tired, yeah. So I spoke to that guy in Spanish so he wouldn't have to put in extra effort.
Listen. I feel like a lot of people don't make an effort to do that, you know?
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I applaud you for making the effort to speak to him in Spanish. If he only speaks Spanish and you can speak enough Spanish to have a conversation, good on you. But the issue I had was you walking in and just looking at him going, ah, he only speaks Spanish. Like, okay.
I observed the information I had and was pretty sure he spoke mostly Spanish.
You made a biased decision based on his looks and surroundings. Yes, I'm aware.
I mean, yeah, everything in the store was like Mexican. Like it was.
Yes, you were right next to the border.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like he probably spoke mostly Spanish. Like I'm not.
He probably
like,
spoke mostly Spanish. Bit... Yes, but you originally said he only spoke Spanish based on his appearances.
Well, I misspoke. I never said anything about his appearances.
Yes, you did. You said
no, I didn't. Looked,
yes, you did. You said he was Mexican and everything in the store was Mexican or Spanish. That's what you said.
I don't believe I did, but we can listen back later.
Okay.
You give me headaches.
You're giving that guy headaches. I'm going to go find him. Excuse me, do you speak English? I need to record a conversation we have in English.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't even know why you went to that random gas station. Like, it's not a good gas station to go to.
It's not?
Really, no.
Oh. Gas down there is much more expensive than it is here.
That would be why it's not the right one to go to, because the ones that have most everything in Spanish have higher prices because people coming from Mexico are more comfortable going to them, but they get charged more.
I just meant because it was the closest one.
Yeah, no, you definitely should have just asked. I would have pointed you to where to go.
I tried. I did my best.
I know you did. Proud that you made it through safely of that dangerous encounter, but
my anxiety knows no bounds.
Uh-huh. Like, it's so anxious being down here, but like, yeah, you made a weird decision. You're like,
so this is topic change, but have you seen like people,
you don't have to trend? Announce it. You can just say what you want.
Have you seen that trend where it's like, things I think would make cute baby names if they didn't mean what they mean? And it's like one of them was like malaria.
Malaria. Why would that be a cute baby name?
Like, it's like words that sound nice, but no, because of what they actually mean, you know, it's like,
I saw an article the other day. I think it was a post on Reddit. It was a screenshot from Facebook, and it was like this mom posting on Facebook. She's like, I don't know what to do. I really like naming all my kids like traditional biblical names, but they're getting made fun of in class. And she named like her kids like Shem and like Methuselah or something like that. And I was like, well, of course they're going to get made fun of. She's like, but they're strong biblical names. I'm like, yeah, but you gave them to a child.
It's like, you know, there's so many biblical names you could go with. Like, you could go with Joseph.
No, she was going with the
Old Testament or some shit.
No. It was all of the, like, ancestors of one specific like person in the Bible. I can't remember who it was, but she picked all the names of like all the relatives of this one specific person in the Bible, and I was like, that's cool and all, but like,
or even, you know,
of course they're gonna get made fun of.
Adam would be a great name.
Adam is a good name, like, but no, she picked those names, and people were like, you pick those names and not think that your kids would get made fun of. Like, you can't pick like names that were strong at the time and then expect them to still be like strong, confident names now. Like, it changes with the time.
It's also,
you know?
It's like, it depends on the degree. Like, there's old fashioned names. Like, I love the name Ophelia. Like, I
yeah, and there's a beautiful name. There's some that you can get away
people
with.
Know
not like Shem
that from Shakespeare, like, you know, right. But like, yeah, Shem, what is that? It sounds like, it sounds like a Jewish holiday celebration or something.
Yeah. Well, and then they updated it, and she posted like their middle names, and their middle names were not better. It was,
oh, no.
Yeah, like, because people were like, why don't they just go by their middle names at school? And she's like, oh, okay. And she posted all the middle names, and they were equally as bad. And I was like, ooh, never mind. Can't do that. Can't do it. But it's like the same thing as like, you could name people, you could use older names, but you can't be like, oh yeah, this is, like, you can't pick like an old Greek name and then expect it to have like the same meaning and like respect and whatnot nowadays as it would have back then. You know, like, it was a strong, proud name of a warrior, and he did so many great things. And you're like, he may have when
he
made the name for himself, but
and it's like, even if it sounds good, like, if you name your kid something like Beowulf, they're still gonna be made fun of, probably.
Yeah, like, I don't know. That's all I was like, you can't get away with some of those.
But like, you know what? Anything is better than the, like, Blocklin and McKaylee with, like, the 60,000 different spellings that's popular right now.
Absidy that got made fun of is just ABCDE, and you're like, Absidy, huh? That's cool. Or Ladasha is another one.
Yeah. Did you know in some countries you can only pick from, like, a pre-approved register of baby names, and if you want to like name something different, you have to submit like an appeal.
I think that's a great option for a lot of countries. I don't know that it would work here, but I think it should go through like a process, you know, like, you should, you know what you should do? It shouldn't be up to adults to name that, right? You should give the name, right? Put it on a piece of paper. And then just give it to like a middle school class. And then just be like, hey, this is the new student. The new student that'll be joining us is named blah, 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 right? And you give them the name and you just see how the students react. And if they all like start laughing, it's not a good name. That's it.
Quicker way too. If you have a name that you want to use for a child, go to a Starbucks or your local coffee shop, order and give them the name of the child and see what they come up with. If yeah, they can see get if it they close can or whatever.
Spell it or pronounce it You're or good. Anything. Yeah.
And that doesn't go for cultural names. Like, I have a lot of like Indian customers and stuff like that, and I take great pains to like learn how to say their names.
Yeah, yeah, but like but saying it English, and learning it, I think it's different. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting just to determine if people will be able to say it and know what it is, go to the Starbucks. If you want to know if your child will get bullied in school, go to the middle school and ask.
These ideas brought to you by Jordan and Ripley.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, don't just walk up to any random middle school. First, you got to get like a kid in there, right? You got to have a reason to be there. Otherwise, it's just creepy. Now,
Well, I mean, you can't even go into them. Like most middle schools have like gates and things that you have to walk through.
Let me finish. Second of all, if they have gates and you can't get in, even though you have a kid there, just sign up for part-time DoorDash and then hang out near the school. Eventually, you'll get an order from somebody in the school. You just go in there, drop it off. You become friends with them over a little bit of time. And you go, hey, my son goes to school here. You mind if I go say hi real quick? And you go in and you're like, hey, does anybody know if this kid's here? And then they'll all laugh at that name and you're like, not a good name. Got it. And then you walk out. That's how that works.
Nice. I'm hungry.
I need to get some food or something. I don't have any. So I've been working every day for the past who knows how long, right?
Stop.
And I'm just kind of hoping I don't get called in today. But I bought Helldivers 2, like, 4 days ago. Still have not been able to play because I've just been so busy with work and other shit. I'm like, god damn it. And like all my coworkers and stuff down here keep texting me like, do you get a chance to play yet? I'm like, no, I'm still fucking working. Like,
yeah, so what is the game? I keep seeing it like on social media and stuff, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's Democracy.
Oh, okay.
What?
That's it?
Oh, does it feel like one of your descriptions? All right, so the game's about conquering other planets and eliminating the bugs and the robots that live on them in the name of democracy.
Capitalism, the game,
right? No, it's in the name of democracy, right? So you literally just
genocide is always fine in the name of democracy.
Yes, and so you're part of the Helldivers. You jump on different like planets and you basically just exterminate anything that moves that isn't people. And then you liberate the planets, as they call it. And that's it. That's the whole game. It's just like swarms of enemies and you liberate planets. But they did it differently. So like there's no like campaign per se. They have a galactic map of like all the different planets. And they have certain planets that are active. And so like they have like four or five or like whole planets that you can jump onto, right? And everybody in the world that's playing can jump on these planets and you're all working to liberate like one actual planet. So then when that planet gets liberated, you all go on to the next planet. So it's like a collective like group of people, like of players that are actually like working towards these goals.
Oh. That's either really good or really bad, huh?
No, it's good. It's a good feature. And like it's been a lot of they've got a lot of positive feedback on it of like, hey, we're actually all like working towards it. And if you join the game, you can see like on the galactic map, you can see all the planets that have already been liberated and the current ones that are going on. And I think one of the things this morning said they still have like 200,000 people on, like usually at any one time, like something like that. I'm like, god dang, you're doing pretty well.
God, I wish I had time to play games with my friends, but we all have different schedules.
Yeah.
I haven't really been playing anything, not even like Sims and Power World, just this like fashion game. Like I get home from work and I'm so tired, I just go sit on the bed and have a little snacky and play this little fashion game and then go to sleep.
Did I drop out? What just happened?
Oh, were you saying something? Yeah, I didn't hear anything come through.
No, I heard you just said, I usually go sit on the bed. And then it just stopped and I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll go sit on the bed after work, especially because we started open or closing later. I just sit on the bed and then I go to bed at like 9:30, 10. Sorry, I keep passing out on you.
I don't believe that you're sleeping at 9:30 or 10, because you'll text me and you'll be like, oh yeah, I closed today. So I was up till like 1 and then I slept until like 9. And I'm like, why
I
are
did
you
that
up so late?
One day, because I stayed up till like 3 in the morning. I closed and then I stayed up till like 3 in the mornings because EA was having a sale and I didn't know I owned The Sims 3 because I used to have the disc for it. So I thought I couldn't access it without the disc, but I guess it's connected to my account. And they were having a huge sale on all the packs. And I got like the biggest burst of joy because when I was in middle school, when The Sims 3 came out, it was the recession. And like, I couldn't afford any of the packs. Like my family couldn't buy me things like that. So I got like the dragon pack and the fairy pack. And I was just, I literally just played The Sims 3 until 3 in the morning. Ugh, I was
why didn't
having
you
so much
get fun. A job? Ugh, lazy.
At 13?
Yeah.
It's illegal?
Not under the table. It's not.
I keep seeing those memes and it's like millennials that they're like, oh, my bad. I really should have, you know, bought houses up when I was 14 when the housing market collapsed before the price.
Yeah, came. I've seen that. And it's like, oh, why didn't I think of buying a house in 2008 when I was starting middle school? What silly things I was doing back then.
Yeah. Bit concerned with learning algebra. I was so silly.
And now look, we just Googled math questions.
I do math every day, actually, at work. You know what's funny?
Good.
As I realize, I'm much better at math than I thought. I just, like...
There's not when I'm standing next to you.
Oh, my God. No, when people watch me do things, I can't function.
You were doing, like, a math section on Duolingo, and you were like, yeah, I'm doing math in here. I'm doing really well on it. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I looked, and I was like, let me see. And it was, like, 8 plus 6. And you were like, 12, 9, 6, 5. And I was like, what's happening here? And you were like, I can't do it if you're watching. I'm like, you can't do 8 plus 6 if I'm watching?
Yeah. It's 14.
Did you just whisper it to yourself? I heard a very faint 14.
Yeah, so like I also don't do math like a bunch of other people. I think it's more common to do it this way now, but like I always really struggled. So like 8 plus 6, I would do like 8 plus 4 is 12, I know. So then I would do 12 plus 2 is 14. And that's how I have to do math in my head.
You do what? Hold on, explain that again.
So like if I was doing 8 plus 6, I know that 8 plus 4 is 12, and then 12 plus 2 is 14. Like, I have to break down the numbers to understand it better.
Mm-hmm. You could also
but I
do,
think that's
like,
how they teach it now.
You could also do if there's two numbers that are, like, two apart, you can just add one to it, and then you have two of the same number. So, like, 6 and 8, you'd be like, oh, they're one apart, so that's just 7 and 7, which is 14.
Yeah, I do that sometimes too, because the milk counts at work. I see a lot of the same numbers, so I've like some of them. I'll do exactly that. I'm like, oh yeah, it's this. You know, for me, I think geometry is really the big one. Like algebra is great. Love algebra. Geometry, oof, shapes.
Mm. Geometry. Geometry is before algebra, isn't it?
For me, it wasn't.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the order of it, but I feel like geometry should be like it's just shapes.
For me, it was like when you got into like I think the problem is when I was in 10th grade, I did well enough in my algebra 2 class that my teacher recommended me to take the AP or the honors class the next year, and it was honors geometry, and that was a mistake. I should not have done that. I had to retake half the semester online because I failed. And then I
did well in all my math classes up until the point where they were like, yeah, you should go. We're going to recommend you for AP calculus your senior year. And I was like, oh, no. And same thing with Spanish. They recommended me for AP calculus and AP Spanish and like one other AP class. And I was like, I don't want any of those. And I denied all three of them. And they're like, why? You'll get like college credits. I'm like, I don't need a college credit in Spanish or calculus. So I was like, I'll be okay. So like senior
I didn't
year
take a language in high school.
Senior year I had the easiest senior year because like all six of my classes were super easy, and then like starting senior year they were like, yeah, you're gonna get a regular degree. And I was like, sounds good, like, you know, whatever. And they're like, no, they're like, there's three levels of degrees. And I was like, uh-huh, I know. You know, it was like you could get the regular degree, the honors, or like the advanced honors degree or something. And I was like, okay. And they were like, you're going to get a regular degree. But if you finish all your classes with A's this year, you'll be placed with the honors. And I was like, cool, I'll get honors then, right? And they were like, no. Like, we're trying to like get to the point here. And I'm like, well, let's just get to it, because I have like senior year things to not do, you know? And so I was like, okay, so what are you saying? He's like, all you need is one more English class and you'll qualify for the advanced honors degree. And I was like, okay, how do I do that? You want me to take 7 classes in 6 hours? Like, it's not going to work out, you know, well for me here. And they're like, no, we have a program. We can give you an online English class. And you just take it in your free time. And I was like, after school, would you be wanting to do that? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, sure. May as well. So I went to this English class online. I think I told my parents about it like 2 weeks into the class. And they were like, what are you doing? And I'm like, English class. And I'm like, online? And I'm like, yeah. And it was like a full thing. Right? And so I explained the whole thing to them, and they're like, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, yeah. Anyway, so this English class was supposed to be, you know, a whole year with everything, but to get like the credit towards the thing. No, I like 4 weeks in, I was talking to the professor and I was like, yeah, I'm just not feeling like super stimulated by the class. Is there anything I can do to like work ahead or like read ahead? Because we would do like these giant sessions, you know, like you did in class where everyone would read. But some people are just like not comprehending that letters make up words. And, you know, so I was like, it's just not stimulating me. Like it's, you know, especially when I'm when I'm in class at school, I can deal with it because I don't have anywhere to be. But when I'm sitting in my, you know, room at home, I'm like, man, I'd rather do anything else right now.
I get that.
And so they were like, okay, well, you can work ahead then. Here's all this stuff, materials. And he gave me like a ton of stuff, you know, like of like workbooks and like activities and like class and like essays and things to do and like books to read and whatnot. Right. And I was like, awesome. Thanks. So fast forward like 2 weeks later, like week like 5.5, almost week 6, I give all of it back to him. Right. And I was like, here you go. Hey, I finished all this stuff. Is there anything else that I can be, you know, working on? And he's like, no, that was the material for the rest of the course. And I was like, oh, well, thanks. And he goes, do you want to just take the final exam? And I was like, yeah, sure. What do I need to do? He's like, we'll just schedule it for like a random day. And then I can, he has to, you know, like go on the camera to make sure I'm not cheating or anything. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. So I did that. So I ended up finishing this, this like 12-week course in like 6.5 weeks. Cause I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. So like the last half of my senior year, didn't even do any of that English class. Like didn't show up to any of the classes, but I passed it and got an A. I'm like, hey, cool.
Nice. Well, I got to start getting ready for work and eating stuff. So
what does that mean? Huh? You can't take it. You're just prioritizing things in the real world instead of in the real internet. I get it. It's fine.
I know our two listeners will be very disappointed, but I think
they're only going to be disappointed in you, so it's fine.
Well, if you made it this far, thank you for listening to me and Jordan squabble and chat about all those little things.
Squabble? You're the one getting defensive, not me. Obviously, I'm the greatest.
Of course, naturally. Mm-hmm. I'm marrying you.
Yep. That way, hopefully, some of it can rub off on you.
Have a great day and a great week. If you liked what you heard, follow us, like us, share us with your friends. If you didn't like what you hear, do the same thing. No press is bad press, right?
Coffee. That's what you're going with. Hey, good news for you. I'm pretty sure your employer will have some for you.
Good. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye. Can you say bye, Jordan?
Bye, Jordan.